Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I have the zip code, please?
Okay. Let me tell you this first. I just got through talking to Nancy. She's probably familiar with my case. If I could talk to her, it would be great. Otherwise, I'll give you the case number and we'll discuss it. Which one would be better? Hello?
Can you? I'll be more than happy to assist you, but I do need to first pull up the account.
Okay.
Can I please have the...
What do you need, my first name?
Can I have the zip code and first and last name on the account, ma'am?
Okay. The zip code is 29104.
29104, thank you.
Yeah. And my name is Patricia Miles, M-I-L-E-S.
Okay, thank you.
I got a case number she just gave me. That'll help.
Not pulling up an account with that zip code. Okay. Do you have an order number, ma'am?
Okay. Well, no, she pulled it up with this information. Okay. Well, it's 29104 zip code. The name is Patricia Miles. That's what she pulled it up with. Is Nancy there? Do you know Nancy?
I'm not familiar with that person's name, but we have a lot of people that work for us, so.
Okay. All right, let me give you a case number.
Okay, I'm looking. I'm still looking, ma'am. Give me just a moment, please.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'm not pulling up with that here. Let's try the order number. Do you have an order number?
No. What I was calling about was a charge on my credit card that I didn't order. And so I don't really have an order number. I got a case number she gave me. That's the information I gave her to look it up. Are you spelling my name right? How do you spell Patricia? How did you spell Patricia?
Thank you, ma'am. I need the order number. I'm going to try to check it up by the order number now.
I don't have an order number because something was just charged on my account. I didn't order anything. So I was calling about the charge on my account.
Then let's try the first six and last four of the card being billed, please.
Okay. The last four numbers are 8487.
Thank you. And the first six numbers, ma'am?
Man, I hate to give that out. I don't know why you can't find it, because I just talked to her. She had no problems finding it. I'm not going to give you all my account number. Because, I didn't order this, so I hate to give out my whole account number.
I'm just trying to locate the account, ma'am. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay.
I'm not pulling up with the zip code and name, ma'am. So I'm going to try the first six and last four of the card being billed.
The last number is 8487. That's what shows up on my account, 8487.
I have 8487 entered in, but I need the first six and last four to pull it up at the card information.
Okay. I don't want to give you that.
Okay. Do you have any other zip code it would be under, any other name it would be under, ma'am?
No.
Or the order number for the order?
Tell me the way you're spelling it. I'll make sure you're spelling it right. You got 29104, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how
That's
did you
what
spell
I entered for the zip code.
Okay. What did you spell for my name to look it up?
Ma'am, I don't have that pulled up anymore. I can only search one way at a time, ma'am.
Okay, so, we'll go back to the zip code. Like I said, I don't want to give you my, I don't want to give you my whole credit card number. So, well, I'll tell you what, let me go get it. I want to get this settled. I talked to Nancy. She was going to send through a credit for a refund, but I just looked it up and she's charging me again. So That's what's going on. Okay, this is my account number. Forget, I'm going to blame you if it gets used again. 4659-9800-0012.
Okay, I just need the first six digits and last four, not the whole card number. So the first six was 4-6-5-9-9-8.
Yes.
Okay. And the last four?
8-4-8-7.
That's what I have. 8-7, okay. I'm going to check it with that card number. Thank you for that, ma'am. Okay, and I'm pulling the account up with that card information under that name, Patricia Mills.
Miles.
My apologies for pronunciation, okay. Miles. Okay, and just to verify, I have for the shipping address starts with 4205. Can you verify the rest of that address for me, please?
4205 Myrtle Beach Highway, Maysville, South Carolina. 19104. She told me
Now, me a moment while I just go ahead and review this real quick.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something real quick.
Okay.
The charge was on 6-9-6-8 of 5989. Mm-hmm. And she said it's where I registered for a KitchenAid mixer or something, which I remember doing that, but I didn't know I was getting charged. But anyway, she said she's going to credit my account, and she said it went through. But I looked it up, and it looks like she's charging my account again. So,
I'm looking at the account, ma'am. Give me a moment, please.
Okay.
Okay. So this was initially for the Bites Hub meal planning app is what you had with us. It was done when you entered into a contest for a mixer.
Yeah.
As it stated in terms and conditions, you were going to be signing up for the Bites Hub meal planning app. If you did not want to sign up, you would need to opt out at that time of entering that contest. Now, I do see that you did call in. You got it canceled out. The agent you spoke with did cancel it out on the 30th, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
And you received...
But it's looking like she charged me again instead of crediting it. When I'm looking at it now.
She gave you the cancellation information, verified what that was for. You called back in on the 30th later because you were requesting a refund. The agent you spoke with went ahead and explained that the account was canceled out in the terms and conditions.
Yeah.
But you requested a refund, so you were refunded, ma'am, in full. That was done again on 6/30th. That takes 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, for the refund to be available.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. But I'm looking at it now, which it says pending, I understand. But it looks like it's going to be a charge again instead of a credit. Can you tell
so
me that
it takes 3 to 5 business days for the refund to be available. You may still see that initial charge post to the account. But you should see the refund credits follow up behind that, ma'am.
Yeah, it's got that it's a pending credit of $59.89. But the way it looks like with the minus in front of it, that it's going to be deducted from my account instead of credited. Can you tell me that
it's still pending, ma'am. It's still processing it. It takes 3 to 5 business days to be fully available and for your bank to fully process the refund credit.
Okay. But why
it hasn't been even a full business day yet, ma'am. It's only been one day.
I know. Okay.
Or less than one day. A couple hours.
You don't understand what I'm saying, though. It's showing that it's pending, and I understand it takes 3 to 5 days to go through. But the amount that is pending has got a minus in front of it instead of a plus, like you're going to credit my account.
So that is that's the original charge, ma'am.
No, this is a separate one. The original charge is on 6-8. and it's got a minus in front of the 5989 where you deducted it. On six, on this one, pending, it's still got a minus in front of it like you're going to deduct it again. This is the second transaction.
It takes 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. I would give it the 3 to 5 business days. You should see that clear up and see it change over to a refund credit, ma'am.
Okay.
It's still pending. I can't tell you why it's showing up as a minus. I don't know how your bank works. Some banks go ahead and put minus, you know, the amount, a number for a refund why it's pending, but then it goes to green. I know my bank has done that before, and it's confused me. But I don't know how your bank works, ma'am. So it's going to take 3 to 5 business days. This is what I can tell you. It'll take 3 to 5 business days for the refund credits to fully process back to your financial institution.
All right.
So you'll just have to wait, ma'am.
I understand where you're coming from. So I'll check in 3 to 5 days.
If it's still showing it looks like a charge and not a refund, please give us a call back and we can go from there. But I cannot do anything at this moment because it has not been 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you. You've been a lot of help. You have
you're welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right, thank you. Bye.